This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and as you've heard on KMOX, former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan convicted yesterday on conspiracy, bribery, and wire fraud charges. Joining us now to recap what has happened in this trial, we bring back John Seidel, federal courts reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. John, thank you so much for being with us again this morning.
Glad to do it.
So when we look at this case, he's convicted on a number of counts. Some of them, though, the jury could not reach a decision on. Talk about what he was convicted of, what he was acquitted of, and then those counts that are still outstanding.
Sure. This was a complicated verdict to follow as it came down. What Michael Madigan has been convicted of is conspiring to basically this bribery conspiracy involving ComEd that we've heard so much over the years about, in which ComEd was basically paying his allies thousands and thousands of dollars to do nothing. But the point was to curry favor with Madigan because ComEd had really crucial bills going through the legislature in Springfield that these jurors heard how the passage of those bills really turned ComEd's fortunes around. So Madigan has been convicted of that conspiracy. There was one count related to that he was found not guilty of. I believe that was a bribery charge tied to an effort to put a businessman named Juan Ochoa on ComEd's board of directors. He was convicted of that. He was also convicted, I believe this was a series of wire fraud counts, of a scheme involving former Chicago Alderman Danny Solis, who, as part of an FBI ruse, of course, Solis was working undercover for the FBI. He asked Madigan for help landing a paid seat on a government board. And in response to this, Madigan asked him for a couple things, including, help connecting with the developers of Chicago's massive old post office, because Madigan wanted to get business there for his private tax bills law firm. There was also a conversation in which Madigan asked Solis to help. So he wanted Solis to help Madigan's son connect with a nonprofit in Chicago. And this jury heard how Madigan's son wound up making money on that deal. And I want to be clear, Madigan's son is not accused of wrongdoing, but the prosecutors tied the money he made to that conversation between Madigan and Solis. That's what he's been convicted of. Madigan was cleared of a scheme involving Danny Solis and an apartment project in Chicago's West Loop. And again, this was an effort allegedly by Madigan to illegally get business for his private tax bills law firm using Solis, who was the zoning chair of Chicago City Council. So those are kind of like the decisive, answers we got from this jury. But there were several counts in which this jury was just not able to reach a verdict at all. They didn't reach a verdict when it came to a scheme involving Solis and a parking lot in Chinatown. They did not reach a verdict when it came to a conspiracy involving AT&T Illinois, which was very similar to ComEd, just on a smaller scale. And they could not agree on whether or not this all amounted to a racketeering conspiracy. And that was really the marquee charge against Madigan. They basically, prosecutors basically said he had turned his entire political empire into a criminal enterprise. Jurors just couldn't agree one way or another on that.
Would you expect that federal prosecutors will try to go back into court and retrial those deadlock counts?
You know, I don't think so. We're going to have to wait and see. We asked Acting U.S. Attorney Morris Pasquale that directly yesterday. He said no decision had been made. But, I mean, you've got a bottom line here where the former Speaker of the Illinois House is guilty on 10 counts. The most serious counts carry a maximum of 20 years in prison. Both sides can kind of declare victory a little bit here, but at the end of the day, Madigan is facing significant prison time as it stands. This was a very long trial. It would be another very long trial to try and do this again. So I'm skeptical, but we'll have to wait and see.
I understand that Madigan did not have any comments leaving the courthouse. What would you expect his attorneys to do? I assume they're looking over things, considering any possible appeals at this point.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're going to have Judge Blakey set a post-trial motion schedule. I mean, I think first we have to wait and see what prosecutors are going to do. I'm sure there's going to be motions for acquittal. A lot of that is standard. But I think we may be facing, looking at sentencing before too long. I think the next hearing in the case is May 5th, and we'll see where things proceed. But of course, they're going to continue to fight this. And I think they've tried to identify along the way several potential grounds for appeal, including questions in the jury instructions about what is the definition of corruption. That was a real sticking point in jury instructions, and they'll probably argue on that. There were also some questions raised by the jurors that the defense attorneys may or may not use the answers to those questions as a basis for an appeal.
Talk about Michael McLean. He was standing trial as well. Jurors deadlocked on all the counts that he faced. Do you think prosecutors might go after him again?
Well, yeah, Michael McLean is interesting because, of course, McLean, he was on trial here, but he was already convicted for this bribery conspiracy involving ComEd. He was convicted in 2023. Of course, this jury didn't know that. So even though he walked out of the courtroom with no conviction in this case, he still has another conviction hanging over his head. Now, that one is being challenged because of a Supreme Court ruling last year. It's the same Supreme Court ruling that actually delayed Madigan's trial. So we're actually waiting for a ruling from a district court judge in Chicago on what should happen with that case. There's a chance that we might see a new trial in that one. And that, of course, also involves former ComEd CEO Ann Palmaggiore, a ComEd lobbyist named John Hooker, and Chicago City Club president Jay Doherty. That's where it's possible we may see another trial. But I could be wrong. Maybe Judge Shaw, who's handling that, says there's, that conviction can stand. And in that case, McLean is facing sentencing just like Madigan is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, when we look at the whole scope of this and the number of people touched by this case, give us a sense of the magnitude of this case.
I mean, this was the FBI poured a ton of resources into this investigation. This dates back to 2014 when Zach Fardin was the U.S. attorney. Jurors in this trial saw recordings of Madigan and Solis in 2014 that were taken by another cooperator named C. Wong, a name that probably doesn't get mentioned very much. But, you know, like, they've been pulling the thread on this for a very long time. And, of course, roughly 20 people have actually faced criminal charges, and nearly half of them have gone to prison already because of this. Ed Burke, the former Chicago alderman, he's one of them. Of course, Danny Solis, the FBI, you know, they investigated Danny Solis for years, then approached Danny Solis, convinced him to wear a wire because he didn't want to go to prison. And then they had him walking around and helping them with their investigation for a very long time. This has been more than 10 years, 20 people charged. You know, two of the most powerful politicians in Chicago have been brought down because of this. Ed Burke is in prison, and now Michael Madigan is a convicted felon.
John, thank you so much for looping our listeners in on the coverage that you've been providing of this trial. We appreciate your time on KMOX.
Sure, happy to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. That is John Seidel, federal courts reporter with the Chicago Sun-Times, joining us this morning on Total Information AM.